You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Dímelo, mi gente. Today on the Cooligans, we are talking about some of the crazy MLS matches over the weekend. And we have a very special guest that I will let my Cuban homie introduce.
That's right. We got one of Christian's cousins on the show, basically. Kevin Paredes, one of the few Dominican players in all of MLS. And that's not it. That and more today on the Cooligans!
What's up, guys? Landon Donovan here, and I got to kick it with the Cooligans today. Keep following, keep listening, keep watching. See you guys soon.
Yeah, baby!
This is going to be a good one, okay? We got a nice, hot episode for you, okay?
I was wondering where you were going with that. But yeah, look at how excited Christian is. I wonder why.
All right. It's going to be a nice, it's going to be a Dominican heavy episode. Heavy, okay? Está heavy hoy.
Heavy, just like heavy and hot, just like the mofongo they just slapped on your plate.
Okay, you see I am decked out in all my Dominican gear. You can't see my pants, but they're very tight.
Okay? I hate, you know, like Jack Harrison tight.
Okay. See, Jack Harrison, known Dominican. Okay? Yes. He hung out in the Bronx a little too long. All right.
Right. He went down to Dykeman. He was like, I see this, I respect it, and I want to be it.
Okay. Oliver, he doesn't say hello. He goes, que lo que. All right. Hello, everybody. Yes, we are the Cooligans. My name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerreros.
All right. We are your favorite stand-up comedians that host the funniest soccer show that you have ever seen in your life.
That's right. It's not just that, though. It also happens to be the gulliest. Okay.
Yes, the gulliest, the most Dominicano, because we are joined today by Kevin Paredes of DC United, midfielder, a homegrown player, just got his first couple starts, his debut in the MLS's back tournament. And yeah, bro, I mean, this is a monument. Yeah, we've spoken to David Beckham, blah, 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 whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Oh, God, I remember that. Who cares?
An afterthought. Done with that guy, okay? Who are the Caribbean superstars that are going to be the new David Beckhams?
Of today and tomorrow, because the kid's only 17, okay?
Okay, so he's going to be around for a while. So super cool. He will be with us later. So a lot to discuss today. A couple MLS matches over the weekend that were wild. So we want to get to that. But before we start the show, before we start the program, it's not an unboxing, it's just more of a reveal at this point, because,
which, by the way, I'm not involved in this and it hurts.
It does. His Alexis's package has not arrived to him yet, but I did get mine. So this shout out to Jaron Wright, who sent this San Francisco FC shirt. Look at this.
That is beautiful. Looks like a nice throwback with the number on the top and yep, the stripes on the arms.
You look, and it's like rainbow colors everywhere. What's it say in the back? It says Standard Deviant Brewing.
There you go, which is very Jaron, just to have a local brewery as a part of everything he does.
So thank you to Jaron. Thank you, San Francisco FC.
When people ask, what's it like to do the show remotely now, I say the worst part is we can't open the same box and get stuff together.
Yes, that's the biggest shame, the biggest tragedy of COVID.
When you look at this whole thing, that's got to be somewhere near the top of the list, right?
Yes, yes. Everybody's very much aware of the biggest plight of this disease.
The CDC is like, we got to get these unboxings back on track.
Yeah, at add that to the guidelines. What is going on? Okay, we don't have we need the Cooligans lobby, lobby.
Indoor dining. Yeah. We'll get to it. What's up with these Cooligans unboxings, though?
So, thank you, Jaron, for sending that to us. Gully Squad member, just a great dude who we've hung out with in Seattle.
Yeah,
and he's also coming to the studio. Remember when?
That's right. He hung out. He was our first audience member, right?
I don't know.
I think he was.
He might have been.
Yeah,
we've had a couple people in there. But thank you. Anyway, okay. So let's start today. Real quick, talking about a couple of crazy results in Major League Soccer over last week. Obviously, we are taping this a couple days before the Wednesday matches. So
right.
I know you're watching.
So if there was something wild that happened then, we'll get to it. Give us time.
Exactly. But there were a bunch of incredible matches. And let's at least start with Portland Timbers against RSL. And we should give a little bit of context here, right? Because obviously it was a crazy game. But there's a craziness that was going on in Portland outside of this stadium, right?
Yeah.
There was the
you've seen the news,
the roving gang or tour of these militia Trump people. I mean, someone ended up dead. It was an unbelievable tragedy. But it's just ridiculous that this stuff is going on, especially
in a city like Portland.
Yeah, who are really fighting and protesting against, police brutality. And so
people from outside of Portland think, hey, why don't we get in our car and add to the brutality, which just makes no sense.
Ridiculous. So
we want everyone to be safe, guys.
Yes, that is, our hearts are with our Portland friends who are fighting this good fight. So thank you for what you are doing and definitely stay safe. So going back to soccer, this game was pretty crazy too, right? I mean, this 4-4. This game ended 4-4.
It was 4-2, and you're like, you know what? You can shut it down now. You know what I mean? We've decided a winner. It's not, the match isn't done yet, but I think we know what's going to happen. And like you put on Twitter, all of a sudden you come back to me like, the hell happened?
Because I'm watching this game, and it was an entertaining game. There were a bunch of goals. Sebastian Blanco scored a gorgeous curler that he's...
They just let him have the ball for like 35 minutes.
Sebastian Blanco is one of these, obviously he was the MVP of the MLS's back tournament.
Yeah.
We saw what he did in, I believe, was it in the playoffs? I think it was in the playoffs, right? Against Sporting Kansas City when he hit that banger, that knuckled.
That knuckle ball. Top corner.
Yeah. That was with his right foot, right?
This one was with the homie hit it with the left foot.
It was unreal. Just
wild.
But the fact that he can do this with both feet.
Looked like the other player's connection was lost for a second on an online game because they were just standing there as he was running, and he decides to curl it. It's amazing.
You don't know what foot to not let him shoot on because he can pretty much do it from anywhere.
Don't forget, right after the segment, we got a great interview with Kevin Paredes. Christian has no clue who he is or where he's from, but he's going to learn when he gets here that he happens to be from the Dominican Republic, just like Christian.
Oh my God, I got to do my research during the next commercial break.
Yeah, it's such a good thing that you wore all that clothing and have a Dominican flag behind you, which you normally don't do. But there's so much that happened. And by the way, I want to give a shout out to Giuseppe Rossi for scoring his first goal with RSL and an MLS. That's pretty dope.
That's right. People, I had tweeted out congratulating him, and people like, he should join the U.S. national team, and the jokes.
Bring it back up.
No one can forget. Come on, can we forgive at the very least? No, really cool. Obviously, he's had a long road back. He has dealt with so many injuries, and to him, for him to score a goal in what, at that time, even the announcer was like, oh, it might have been like the goal may not mean much.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did, because they could have lost 4-3 in those last final minutes. So that's a bit, but that's just, sort of getting back, getting that goal scoring touch again from someone who was wildly successful at it at one point. Just must mean so much to him.
Exactly.
So congratulations. And he was on our show. He's been on our show before. So that's pretty
exactly
cool.
Tune in to listen to that podcast. The next thing I wanted to get to is Orlando against Atlanta United at the Benz. Okay. Yes, there were a couple players missing for Atlanta United, but yep. Orlando gets
what they've never done before.
They've never beaten Atlanta United before, and they get their first win. So we applaud Orlando. Finally, has the rivalry begun? I mean, I know we spoke to Dom Dwyer about this exactly. He was like, you know, we haven't
won. It's not a rivalry until we win.
And they won. They won convincingly.
Yes, they did.
Chris Mueller was spectacular.
Also, speaking of Dominican Republic, a guy by the name of Dike looks really good. I mean, that's the most Dominican thing you could ask for right there.
Yeah, dude. I mean, it's you're one of us. It's de lo mio now. Yeah,
100%.
No, they looked great. They looked great. I'll be honest. I think given where Atlanta United is right now, and honestly, I think a big reason why they didn't play as well is, you know, Franco Escobar was not playing. He got the red card in the other game. But I think the lack of spectators helped with, you know, helped Orlando. Playing the bends definitely is less intimidating. And they just they went in and did the job. I think they were just much more comfortable. I think this sets a good precedent for the future in, like, when the next time they go there and there are fans, and then to be like, you know what, we've won here before, so it's not as intimidating.
Yeah, that's what you want. You want it to renew the rivalry, and they certainly have done that.
Exactly. So next up, we have Kevin Paredes, de lo mio of DC United, joining us. He is one of the few Dominican players in Major League Soccer to have ever played in the league. So it's really, really cool to talk to him. So come right back after this.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for listening to the episode. We just want to bring it with a word from one of our sponsors, us and you.
That's right. Gully Squad out in full force.
That's right. Out. I mean, you mean in full force. We are staying inside.
We are outdoors spreading this disease.
That's what we do, Gully Squad. We cough in everyone's mouths,
but we're spreading gulliness, all right? None of that COVID nonsense.
Nah, dude. We're spreading COVID 69.
Okay. That's the fun one.
Yeah, dude. You didn't think you'd want it in the beginning, but when you get it, you're like, you know what? It's kind of fun.
So, yes, shout out to Gully Squad. And, for people who help support the show, help us put out more content. We've been doing a lot more stuff, especially on live streaming. They've been a part of it as well. We've been doing stuff on Twitch. It's been really, really fun. Even though, we're stuck at home, we can still do some fun stuff and give, you know, whether it's exclusive content, a dope Slack channel. We're still putting out great work, and that's all because of Gully Squad.
Absolutely, and they support us, and we want to make sure that's we give them back some cool content, and also we want to make sure we find other people that want to come hang out in the Slack channel, because so far it is pretty lit. It's pretty awesome.
Exactly. So if you want to join Gully Squad, all you got to do is go to soccercooligans.com and click on the Join Gully Squad button. It's right there on the menu. It's at the top. It is at the bottom. Very visible, easy to find. And it's a great community. And there's also great perks, obviously. The Gully Squad was invited to our birthday party. And how lit was that? I mean, they got to hang out with... Who are some of the folks they got to hang out with, Alexis?
I mean, it was a wild time that I'm kind of forgetting that because I drank so heavily. But we had Sal Volcano of the Impractical Jokers come through.
That's right.
Okay? The Impractical Jokers.
We had Alexi Lalas come through, who some say is a kind of a clown, right?
Yeah, see? he's a less practical joker. He also serenaded us, right, with a guitar. Ellie Menjum of Derby Days and Copa 90 fame. Zach Valentine, Kyle Martino, Edson Buttle. Yes. I mean,
everybody was there. It was super, super fun. So those are some of the cool perks that come with being in Gully Squad. And we try to give everybody a really fun and unique experience that you may not be able to get everywhere else if you, just a casual soccer fan. So feel free to join. You can subscribe at whatever level and whatever you want to give every month. And there's different, perks for the different levels as well. So make sure, go to soccercooligans.com, click on the Join Gully Squad button, and come aboard.
Toot toot. All right, baby, we're back on a Cooligans Living Room FC, and this is exciting. I know this is exciting for Christian.
Yes.
Right? Right. Christian. This is like Christian's son is on our show right now. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It's nice to bring family onto the show. You know what I'm saying?
He got his cousins on the show. This is what we do now, yo. It's not even about soccer no more. It's just Christian being like, yo, my aunt is in my ear. I got to get these dudes on the show.
I
mean, look,
I got to put the family on. What do you want me to tell you?
Everybody eats, yo. The family got to eat off this cool kid's thing. This is exciting because, like, yo, we said from the beginning, like, people don't really realize, like, a Cuban and a Dominican just talking about soccer is wild. That's wild to people. You know what I mean? Forget the fact that we're comedians and we're from this area. What's another step further is either a Cuban and or Dominican playing soccer professionally.
Wow. People are like, why? Is that legal? What's going on?
What happened? You threw your arm out throwing a curve, and now all of a sudden you just decided to use your feet?
It's your fallback plan. I get it.
B is in effect. But this is absolutely exciting because we actually got to see this dude play his first professional game in the MLS's back tournament all the way from Virginia. But before that, his familia was from Santo Domingo.
Vamos, coño.
All right. You know the vibes. Ladies and gentlemen, you know him as a midfielder for your DC United, but we know him as familia. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, put your hands together unless you're driving. In fact, pull over for La Patria. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Paredes.
Kevin, what's good, brother?
What's up, guys? Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
Dude, look, it's an honor. I know, you know, it's weird being 17 years old and having an adult man being like, yo, you're the best. I don't know what to say.
Yo, your success rides on everything.
No, man, but look, as a person of Dominican descent, both my parents are from DR. I grew up in New York. And I'm a fan of soccer and, you know, I'm sure you experienced this as well. Like, why aren't you playing baseball? I'm sure I've heard it in your life. So, look, this is kind of where I want to start. Like, what is – I've seen a couple – DC United has been doing some videos, and they've been interviewing you and talking about your heritage and what that kind of means to you. So I kind of just want to ask you, continue that conversation a little further. You being a player of Dominican descent, playing in Major League Soccer, is that even a thing you even noticed while you were in – your academies or whatever, was it even pointed out to you, or you just like, I'm just another kid playing soccer?
Yeah, I was surprised, you know. First training with the first team, I didn't expect to get a contract. I didn't expect to play with them at all. You know, I was just playing with academy, having fun, you know, doing my best, but never really what I thought that this would happen, you know.
Yeah,
going pro as a teenager, that's got to be wild. Like, when you started playing soccer, for you, did you have the idea that, like, yo, I'm gonna be a pro, or were you just enjoying yourself?
I was enjoying it. So all I wanted to do was be better than my brothers, but I never thought about, you know, being pro or anything until I got to their academy. And that's when I really thought about, you know, yo, I want to actually do this for my career.
Yeah. Damn. Was it ever a conversation of, like, I know you with academy kids, they always talk about, like, especially, you know, what do your parents look like? Because they're trying to figure out how tall you're going to be, how strong mm-hmm. you're going to be, or whatever. Because mm-hmm. I know what happens a lot in soccer is that if you have, like, an American last name, your transfer fee won't even be that high. But if you're the same player, but you have a Spanish, a Latino last name, then, you know, you're all of a sudden more, like, sought after. What being a kid of Dominican parents, was that ever, like, a discussion or noticeable or anything, even in becoming a pro or just being moving up through the academy?
Not at all. Yeah.
Okay.
Not at all. It was like most of the DC players are either, you know, black or Hispanic, so, you know, not many white people go through the academy. Except now there's a lot going through, but yeah, everyone was either Hispanic or black, so, you know, I guess that was an advantage.
No, that's great.
Is there like an uncle or an abuelo who was trying to get you to hold a baseball every time you came home with a soccer ball? Because I had that. My grandfather was like, oh, yeah, kid, look, become a Yankee. There's some fat people on the Yankees. You don't stand a chance in soccer.
Yeah, whenever we went back home, you know, all my cousins, all my uncles, everyone was playing baseball, you know. So it was kind of weird. We would pull up with a whole soccer ball. And we're doing multi-sports, you know. We built a little basketball hoop on a tree. We start playing basketball there, you know. Me and my brothers like to hoop, but yeah, for them it was strange. you know, he saw us come back with a soccer ball. So
they're like, "What type of baseball is that? So big, you can't even hold it with one hand."
No, man, it's one thing that I think about. You know, and watching you play, you did get your first minutes and at the MLS's back tournament. How proud was your family? I mean, I'm sure you still live with your family, right?
Yeah, I don't think you picked out that painting we can see on your own. Yo, nah. That's not something you just pick up at the mall. Yeah.
How was it, you know, because as comedians, like when I told my mom and my dad, like, oh, I'm going to start doing stand-up comedy. And then when like things started getting better and I started getting real opportunities and they started seeing me on TV and all these other things, they still didn't even really like get it, right? Mm-hmm. It didn't really make sense, but they were proud of like the achievement. Mm-hmm. I'm just curious, like, your family, what was the how did they feel seeing you play, seeing you get that contract? Like, what were those moments like when it all came, you know, to be and it all felt so real?
Yeah. Especially my parents, you know, they were very proud. They helped me, supported me all through the way. Running into my family back in the DR, I don't think they understand anything that was happening, you know. They didn't know nothing about soccer. They didn't understand. All they do know is that I'll be making money. That's it.
That's all that matters.
You know? That's it. Yeah. The check clear, right? Okay, he's doing good.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's exactly how it was. They heard I was making money, so they thought I made it, so... Yeah, for them to know that, and yeah, they still give me support, and I don't think they know the rules or how soccer works, but they see me on the TV, and that means a lot to them.
The next time Christian goes to DR, he's going to know who's your family, who the Paredes family is, because they're going to be the only people with DC United kits in all of DR, I guarantee you.
Yeah, dude. I mean, it's cool to see you play, mainly as a Dominican person. It is like... to see that representation in the sport, right? Because Dominicans, we all know, are some of the greatest athletes in the world, especially when it comes to baseball. But you know, we don't get the respect in the other sports because it's like, you're only supposed to be playing baseball. But there are prominent Dominicans, Junior Firpo at Barcelona, even though Barcelona is a disaster right now, dumpster fire. but Mariano in Real Madrid, is that do you ever kind of look to those players for any kind of inspiration? Do they mean anything to you?
I mean, definitely. You know, another Dominican playing in even a higher league than myself, that's a big deal. You know, everyone would expect them to be playing baseball, but now they're actually doing big things, and that's something that me and my family are proud of. You know, it's not just the baseball side of it, you know. Yeah. We're getting involved and we're getting bigger in the sport, so it's cool to see other Dominicans, you know, making it big as well.
All right. Sure. Yeah, we all thriving right now, okay? Kevin Paredes of DC United, homegrown midfielder, Dominicano, all right? We're happy to have him on the show. And, I mean, look, I want to talk about soccer, sure, but I just want to talk about more. I want to talk about Dominican food. I want to talk about. But there's a. I think a cool thing about you, especially, is given that you're a homegrown player, a young player, you know, there aren't too many very young players that get the opportunity that you do. I mean, like, you're Gianluca Busio, one of the also like younger players that are getting a lot of attention. We had a question from one of our fans. We have the Gully Squad, which is our supporters group, right? Mike Thomas, he had asked something that was fun. He said, "How badass is it to walk around high school and be a professional athlete?" So are you still? Because I know sometimes people go to like their homeschooling or whatever. What's the school situation like for you? I'm sure it's a lot of
pre-COVID, obviously.
Yeah.
When I signed, I actually moved into online school. But I still had that one day, you know, one day, because that's when DC announced it. You know?
Oh, that was the flex day.
That was, oh my God.
Hold on. Was it announced before lunch?
It was in the morning as soon as I got there.
Oh, that's the best. Because you go through lunch like a king, you know?
It was wonderful, you know? It was funny because some of my teachers just didn't know yet, you know? Yeah, and so they were like, oh, you got to finish all your work before, because the semester is about to end, the first semester is about to end. I was like, man, I'm not coming back no more. Like,
I ain't gonna do no work.
You just flip your desk. You're like, I'm done.
You mush the teacher. Like, get out of my way, yo. Your breath stinks. I didn't like you to begin with.
Yeah, some know that it got announced like as soon as I got to school. So like all my friends, people, everyone's just coming up to me. I was like, man, it's still early in the morning, man. I'm trying to wake up still. And it was a fun day.
Okay. Too bad. If they would have announced it a little later in the day, you could have borrowed money from friends you're never going to see again. You know, it would have been great. Y'all let me hold a 100. Yeah. I'll get it back to you. I'm out. You know?
Nah, man, that's dope. It is a cool thing. I mean, let's talk a little bit about playing. What was a bubble like for you? We've spoken to a couple other players. Like usually the starkest difference is the younger players were like, yo, well, I'm here, I'm in the bubble, let's go. And then the older players are like, yo, my wife,
where's my family? Yeah. I hate to bring up your age because you're an athlete. You're a professional athlete. But when I was 17, if I told my mom I'm going to Orlando for a month, she's like, con quien? You know? What you mean you're going to Orlando? Para qué? You know? Like, it'd be a different conversation. Did you have to have, like, did someone on DC United have to sort of take the mom phone call, you know?
Nah. Free for all,
she was like, please get him out of here. Yeah. He'd be eating everything.
Yeah, it was I was pretty much free, you know. They gave me my space. But you know, they're still kind of my parents. Yeah. Like the players or the coaches. So
yeah. Is there anyone in particular that you're cool with that is more a bit of a mentor for you, as you adjust on the team?
Yeah. So the three that, you know, got me used to the team, got me comfortable and stuff. Bill Hamid, our keeper.
Yeah.
Fish, our outside back.
Okay.
And Earl Edwards, our another keeper that we have. So
okay.
Yeah, those three really welcomed me to the team, and you know, they put me in my place sometimes when stuff is going well, but at the same time they humble me and keep me pushing.
Bro, I do not want to get yelled at by Bill Hamid if I mess up on the field.
He's almost too good at yelling. That's the problem. You know what I mean?
It's scary, but hey, he be speaking the truth though.
Okay. Yeah.
Actually, I was like thinking about what Christian said before. Like when you have a South American name, your fee is higher, right? Mm-hmm. And you see all the Argentinian and Uruguayan players walking around with the thermos or the gourd for the mate.
Yeah.
We got to do a Dominican day. Like, I don't know, you're from Virginia, so maybe it's not the same as like Uptown Dominicans, but hookah is a big thing here. You know what I mean? Maybe you walk into the training center with a hookah all the time. Yeah. Couple of, you know, it's an octopus, right? You grab on one.
Ben Olsen will be like, yo, hook me up. No.
Ben Olsen's like, I prefer sour apple. Wait, what was the question again? I'm saying it could just help, you know, expand the fee, you know?
That's what we need. We need to create this, like, you know, lore and legend for the Dominican players. Okay, well, yeah, we'll figure it out. Look, the last couple, you've been getting some starts. The last couple games have been, you know, haven't been ideal, been some rough results. But let's talk about what's that feeling like for you, you know, having that high of like, yo, I'm a new player here, I'm trying to do my best, and then also having to deal with those challenges of like, yo, we got some rough losses and we got to make some changes.
Yeah, for me, like, especially from the coaching side, they believe in me, they think that I can get the task done, and you know, I'll be showing my worth, I've been showing everything on the field, and turns into like the loss side, you know, it sucks. You know, I hate losing, that's my pet peeve, I just hate losing. So seeing like us lose, it just makes me want to push even harder. So our next game, that, you know, maybe I can make the difference and maybe I can get the win this time. And yeah, there's a lot of learning experience. It's a lot of patience, but yeah, it's whatever. We keep pushing and keep going.
What's the biggest difference between like playing for Luton and then going up to the higher level at DC United?
Is it Luton or Loudon?
Loudon.
Okay. Is it Loudon?
Yeah.
All right. Well, look at that. We all learned something today. what's the difference between playing for Loudon and Luton? Because they're two different teams. I wasn't wrong. No, what's the difference between playing for Loudon and then coming up to like a DC United level?
Yeah. When I first started playing for Loudon, it was because I was playing with the academy all the time. So that jump for academy to Loudon was kind of a big step. You know, there's much mature players, bigger, stronger. And I wouldn't say they're technical, but they were just bigger and faster than me, you know? But then you get to the MLS side, it's a combination of both, you know? they're both technical. MLS is more technical. They're strong. They're fast. So playing for Loudoun was a good experience. I got, you know, some good minutes going down, but playing for MLS is a big deal, and it's hard. It's hard being 17 playing for in the MLS, but I'm doing all my best. I'm eager to learn and to see how it goes.
Yeah, I mean, you're on like the forefront of like the, you know, you're as you've been alive, the MLS has always existed, right? So, you know, at least there are people that, you know, there was a time when there was no professional soccer, men's professional soccer in the U.S. So I'm almost curious, like, do you feel a sense of, like, there's a tide turning of, like, what MLS means on the, you know, compared to the you know, global football, where, like, it used to be, you know, quote-unquote retirement league, but it's like, why are you calling retirement? I'm 17 years old. I'm out here. You know?
I ain't ready to retire yet.
Like, especially when I was younger, when we went to go watch some MLS games like DC and stuff, I remember everyone saying, it was like, oh, it's not a good league and stuff like that. But, man, how times have changed, you know. I think that MLS is up and coming. And put a little bit more respect on MLS, you know.
Yeah.
A little bit more respect.
Now, this is a question, again, from Gully Squad. That's our supporters. This is super important, okay, especially for me. This question comes from Matt Haney. He wants to know, where is the best Dominican food in D.C., especially during the pandemic? Do you know? Is there a place that you like to order food from?
My grandma's house.
Either my grandma's
grandma's or my mom's house. You know, there's not much that I know in the DMV area. So, yeah, that just has to be my
own. Also, the problem, this is, like, if you had asked me this question – if I was your age, even kind of now, like, parents, especially Dominican moms, do not like to order Dominican food from anywhere.
The disrespect. So right. Yeah. Like, if my grandmother was making ropa vieja and I said, wait a minute, why don't we order ropa vieja from this Cuban restaurant? My grandmother would be like, find a new house to live in. Okay? Maybe she's your grandmother now who owns that restaurant. How dare you do that?
Exactly. That's how it is.
Yeah, it's difficult to answer that question because there's too much pride. Dominican moms do not, it's just not a cool thing. I mean, even when sometimes I would bring food, I would order food, and like, so my mom doesn't have to cook. She's like, I don't mind cooking. I think, yeah. like she'd rather cook than eat somebody else's Dominican food.
So then that's saying, so you don't love me anymore. Cool. All right. I didn't know you were going to tell me that with McDonald's, Christian. Do you have a favorite mumbo sauce spot? Are you big on mumbo sauce? I know you grew up in VA. That's a DC thing.
Yeah, nah.
No,
all right. Okay. All right.
It's just wings. It's dope. Get on it. Not, well, don't, if the team is listening, don't get on that until the off season.
The other thing I wanted to talk about to take some time on is, and we haven't really spoken to a younger player about this, but there's a lot going on in Major League Soccer, in sports in general, especially with the protest just the other day. As a young player, I mean, I've seen like the video that Bill Hamid did for the Black Players for Change. There is definitely, I'm sure these conversations are going on, but as a young player and just as a player in general, what's it like kind of maybe having these serious conversations in the locker room with your players, with coaches? Like, how does it make you feel?
For me, it's eye-opening, you know, seeing what some of these players have to go through. And, you know, it's frustrating to, you know, they're saying that their lives are at risk. That's a huge problem, you know. That's something that we need to change. That it has to go through the youth as well, you know. So I'm doing my best to, you know, trying to do everything I can, you know, to, you know, help this situation, you know. And it's cool to see. It's not cool, but it's helpful for me to gather all this information from these more experienced and more knowledge players like Bill. Like Earl, they have these serious conversations about me. I listen, I learn, I take away from stuff that that they say, so I can, you know, hopefully later on just use it and, you know, educate more of the youth. You know, I see now a lot of youth, they're just posting like a black screen. You know, it's way more than just a posting a black screen on Instagram. So yeah. You know, taking action now as a youth player, using my platform, using my voice. You know, a lot of kids look up to me around here. So, you know, getting them on the train too, to, you know, stop what's going on can be really beneficial for everyone.
Yeah, look, I know, I can imagine it must be, it makes you grow up real fast. Yeah. You know, there's things like that where you're like, oh man, I a couple years ago, I was just a kid playing soccer, and now I'm like, I got to think about this, all this serious stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it is, you know, sometimes that's what it has to be, right? You know, and if to kind of adapt and adjust and to be as knowledgeable as possible is definitely going to be helpful for you. And then and obviously the people coming in after you.
But also, I think it says a lot about you just to be like someone who's like, even though I'm young, that's not an excuse to not take this seriously or not understand your position and how you can be influential. And even outside of something like this, you referenced earlier that you just wanted to be better than your brothers were. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming they were older than you. Do you have family members or close friends that have family members that are younger that do look up to you directly? Is that something that you're really aware of, especially now that you've become a pro?
Yeah, you know, I still get texts from my cousins and stuff. My younger cousins saying like good job and stuff, that they're watching, that they're trying hard as well to, you know, hopefully become like me one day. So
wow,
it's very nice.
Yeah, you ever got to let them know like you ain't got it, bro? You know, like, don't even try. This is more of a Kevin thing, you know.
I can be the only Dominican soccer player in the family. What are you doing?
I mean, you got to work real hard if you're gonna catch up to me, my guy.
Or do you have those cousins that are like, "Yo, you misplayed that ball. Why? What's going on over there? What's going on?"
Yeah, it's like whenever they come over. Not lately because of all of this, but whenever they did come over, we had the puggles in the basement. It's just a battle royale right there.
Yeah. So, you know,
yeah, I used to be the one getting thrown around for my brothers, you know. Now they're smaller than me, so you know, I feel good, you know.
Plus they can't hurt you too bad, you know what I mean? There's money in them ankles.
How does it feel when you do get that first, like when somebody tackles you in MLS for the first time, when somebody's pushing you off the ball and you're like, oh, I'm 17. I got these dudes like,
fam,
are not
you
17.
32, my guy. God, my thing.
Is there, like, because I know, you know, size doesn't necessarily have too much to do in soccer. Like, Messi is a tiny dude, right? Mm-hmm. But he is, you know, one of the greatest that has ever done it. Is there a, you know, is that something you think about, like, oh, I got to either get stronger or tactically know how to like position myself and technically know what to do so I don't get pushed off the ball so easy?
Yeah, I actually learned that at a very early age, you know, because I've always been playing a couple years up, like 1 or 2 years up. So I've never been the biggest. I've never been the fastest guy. So I've learned to use my ability to dribble, pass, all that to my advantage so that later on, like now, I don't want to say much now because, you know, these guys are still a lot bigger and stronger than me, but that I have a slight more advantage when it comes to, like, plays like that. But I've also learned to be a lot more aggressive, you know?
Yeah.
I've learned to go into some tackles that I don't even dream about going into or headers. Like, I've never gone to, like, a headers in the academy, but just the other day I won, like, two, three headers in the game. So I was like, when it comes to here, is like, when I get on the pitch, especially, is – It's whatever, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
It's great to see. I love watching you play because, you know, I'm like, there is a little bit of like, let me see what this Dominicano is going to do. How is he going to play?
Does he have the Tigre spirit on the field, you know?
That's right. Yeah. Which that's what you call it. The Tigre spirit. Is it flowing through you? El Tigueraje, right? But you have a swag, right? There's a comfort, there is a mental aspect to the game that isn't that you're displaying at a young age, which I'm sure is why you are a professional at this young age, because you know what you're doing. You know, it's not a simple job to be a professional midfielder in Major League Soccer. There is a lot required of you defensively and offensively, and it's dope to see. Is there anybody in particular that you looked up to, midfielders that you were like, you know, that's how I want to play?
You're definitely Messi, you know.
Yeah.
You know, when he comes back from the midfield or he stays out wide, the things that he does on and off the ball, the creativity is just—it's not human, you know. Like the stuff he does is just, especially being his height, his strength, and his backstory and everything. Just seeing him making all like the best players look silly on the field is pretty much what got me, you know,
I want to embarrass some fools too.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And then
you got to flex.
Yeah, and
you
then
gotta stunt.
Seeing the joy of Ronaldinho play for Will was pretty huge for my whole family. You know, he loved the game. He was always happy, and that's why I like to build off. You know, if I want to be playing in this league or the sport for much longer, I gotta enjoy the sport as well. So every time I play, I'm always laughing. I'm always, you know, joking around. So yeah, those two players are pretty much really good. Okay.
You mentioned Messi. Where do you think he's gonna go? Do you think he's gonna stay with Barca? What do you think is gonna happen?
I hope, man. I hope he stays. I'm a huge Barca fan. I hope he stays, but you know, he gotta do what's best for him. So yeah, that means leaving. I'll cry for a little bit, but hey, that's what he has to do then. I think he's probably going to go to Man City.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. And then NYCFC, and then you might end up playing him, right?
If he's on that right side, I'm playing that left wing back role. It's going to be a long game.
And so we have another question from Gully Squad, from Val Pasha, who is a DC United supporter, hardcore supporter. She's great. She had asked, she said, I feel like I'm getting a lot of my DC United hope from young players like you, Griffin Yao, and Moises Naiman, if I'm saying that right. And he says, thank all three of you for that second half of that game against Union, less painful. I don't know why she bringing up old stuff. She asked, what's it like having all these great teenagers in a professional environment like this?
Yeah, it makes all of us more comfortable, you know, seeing our friends that we've been competing with since, you know, we were like 12, 13, and having them too, you know, around me, even though we're the same age, they still be teaching me a lot as well, you know? So we all build off each other and we all grow together. And it's cool to see that fans, you know, everyone, all the supporters love how we play, our energy. And that's how we build off of.
Okay. How's it feel being in the locker room with, you know, you got a good core there. You got like two or three folks that are around your age that you grew up with. Mm-hmm. And then you got a bunch of people who probably don't even know half the music you're listening to. Like Spotify. Mm-hmm. No, I got this CD. And you're like, get that. You might cut somebody with that thing. Get that out of here. What's that like? Like, do you get to play some of your music? Do you get to like do some of those things? Or is there like generally like a sort of a DJ that's there? Like somebody picks the music and you just got to listen to old music, I guess.
Yeah, it's a combination of both, you know. On like workout days or whatever, it's whoever is like on the aux at the time. So it's like either our trainer, one of the older guys, but it's never, it's not usually us, you know, because they don't really mess with our music like
they
that.
They don't
but,
trust it. They don't
but on game
like,
day,
WAP? What is this WAP?
They're like, what's Playboi Carti saying? And you're like, nobody knows. That's the genius of it. Carti don't even know.
But on game day, it's whatever what like the team likes. So usually me or Griffin hop on the aux and we start playing our pop smoke and everything. So, okay. So it's
all right, King of New York going on in DC. RIP.
Yeah. Okay, that's dope. We had another question from Douglas Reyes Aron. He said, what's the silliest situation you've gotten yourself into with the senior team? Has any been time when you felt a little embarrassed or that you got clowned on a little bit?
Yeah, we were in a team meeting and we were out there for like 30, 45 minutes on one like single slide. And I got this spot where the sun was hitting only. And I was in my chair and I started getting dizzy a little bit. And coach was saying some serious stuff. And out of nowhere, I face went into the ground. And like my chair flipped and everything. And I got back up real quick. And they're like, you good? I was like, yeah, man, I'm good. Keep going.
I'm just really affected by what coach is saying. You know? Maybe I take it more seriously than everyone else. Anyway, keep going, coach.
Yeah, that's probably the most.
Yo, yeah, that's rough. I'm going to empathize as someone who is a fainter. I fainted a couple times in my life. I fainted on the subway reading a book. I was just holding a book, and I just felt
I've never fainted before in my life, so I don't even know what this is.
There's no way. Yeah, you can't faint and be confident when you get back up.
You can't get back up and be like, yo,
yeah,
so good. How much time did I miss? What year is it? You can't.
Who am I?
You can't have too much alpha energy after you've hit the ground, you know?
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah, there's so we had a question also from Felix Palau, who he mentioned his wife is Dominican, and he was like, Evie's very proud. All right, so look, you're not just playing for yourself out there; you're playing for the community as well. Mm-hmm. But he asked, have you ever been to Washington Heights?
Never
in New York.
Never.
Okay. Well,
you know, it's like Dominican Mecca, though,
yeah.
Right?
Okay. Yeah. Washington Heights is the capital of Dominican Republic. Yeah.
You got to go to Dykeman, right? Like, yeah. if you Muslim, you got to go to Mecca once, right? Mm-hmm. You got to go to Dykeman. You just got to go. You got to eat a chimi outside.
Yeah.
It's just how it is what it is.
We also don't want to ruin Kevin. All right.
No. I said once. Look, odds are he's gonna go back when he sees ladies. You know what I mean? It's a fun place to be.
But yeah, there is a certain sense of. I'm curious to talk to you about this because, like, I know growing up in a Dominican household, Dominican family, there's a little bit of this machismo. This is pressure to be a certain thing, right? What to have swag, to have confidence,
a certain bravado.
Yeah, and it's something very specific with Dominicans for some reason. It's like built into the culture of like you can't just be like a good dude. You gotta have like swag as well. Is there any weird any sense that you feel that or any pressure? Whether it's like to look good. I see you have the cross, the earring,
the dangling earring.
The dangling, you're like, all right, yeah, I'm settling just right.
Yeah,
man, I do what I do. My parents support it, so it's whatever, you know. They support whatever I do, whatever actions I do. I want to say all the actions. I'd be wild in sometimes, but yeah, I want to say.
But like, even like as a midfielder, like even if you're playing it technically, you gotta still have some sauce, right? Mm-hmm. Like that's just part of the culture that we all come from.
Yeah, man, I'm creative. I like being creative. I like trying new things on the field. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. I like trying new things, and you know. Never got to make a couple people, I'll do it. You know, someone got to do it. You know,
if it had to be done, it had to be done. Yeah. You know,
like my team, we're in PK shootout and everyone's hitting to the side. Everyone's hitting. I was like, watch, I'm going to try something. Man's dive, I chipped it right down the middle, made him look like a fool. So it's kind of things, you know?
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
Hit him with the panenka.
Yeah,
man. That there is a certain sense of like, it's not about just being good. It's like bringing a sense of style to the game, and I think that
it's like being memorable.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's a thing that in soccer allows you to do that more than almost any other sport. Like where creativity is very much part of the game. There's only so much a coach can tell you what to do, mm-hmm. And then after that, it's like, all right, you got to go out there and kind of, you know, make decisions on your own. Like even in baseball,
but how dope would that be if Ben Olsen just whispered in the ear, ain't no such thing as too much sauce on your way out? Be like, damn.
Like in baseball, who was it? Fernando Tatis, right? Junior, he hit the home run on a 3-0 count, and everybody in baseball was like, how could he do that? That's disrespectful. They were up by like 7 runs. It's like, get out of here with that. In soccer, it's like 7 goals, that's not enough. I got to score more on you.
Yeah. Got to be disrespectful at times, you know?
That's it. It's part of it.
Thank you to Kevin Paredes, just El Mani right here with me. Thank you so much for joining us, man. I know, like I said at the top of the show, like an honor, and I know you're a kid, but it does mean a lot. It is really cool to see another Dominican playing at such a high level. So if there's anything you want to let people know about before we sign off, please let us know.
Yeah. During this time, make sure you guys are staying safe. You know, keep social distancing and making sure that we get through this time together. I know a lot of stuff is happening. Black Lives Matter is the most important thing. And yeah, make sure everyone follows me on Instagram. Hey, Perez, I'm Score7 on Twitter as well.
All nice. Right. Thank you so
Look
much.
At 17, already a pro and already smarter than half of y'all. Put your masks on.
So, everybody, make sure you follow at Soccer Cooligans on all social media. Follow at Fubo Sports. And make sure to subscribe to the Fubo Sports YouTube channel for full episodes of the program. So with that said, let us end the show the way we normally do. So for of DC United, Kevin Paredes. My name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerreros.
And together, what are we?
The Cooligans!
Let's go.